Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Jones and Keefe.
It's a level of confidence in Ramondre Phillips.
I've always had a lot of confidence in Ramondre. You know, I was here when we had the opportunity to draft him, and I think Ramondre cares a lot about doing the right things. So, you know, I have confidence in all our players. I really do, because I see what they do to prepare and try to work hard to help us win. So, you know, that hasn't changed. And, you know, we'll continue to coach and do our job, you know, which is to try to focus on improving some of the things that we don't do, you know, as well as we would like. See if we can't make those a strength.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready for a Patriots Friday, Keefe?
I'm ready for a Patriots Friday, Jones. It's here. Pats need a win. They need to bounce back. They need this game on Sunday. They need it. They need it like I need air. And donuts.
Not a must win. Well, I
scarfed down several donuts. Nick was very impressed with me. Well, I walked down the hallway, I grabbed the donut, and then I pivoted back to get another one.
It was a quick U-turn.
Nichols, you already eat the one you started with? Go, oh, yeah.
I don't know if he was impressed or disgusted.
Yeah, I meant both.
But I did appreciate Nick calling you out for claiming you weren't a breakfast person
the other day.
And then, you know, in 30 seconds, there were two donuts that were choked down.
I've never spent money on breakfast. If it's free, it's for me, so I'll grab it in the hallway. But yeah, that was great. I just pivoted. I'm like, oh, these guys are still in the air. I'll let me turn back around, get a second one, fuel up for the show.
They're still going. I'm going to go grab another donut.
You see all the stuff down there?
I did.
I don't know if that's up for grabs. I know people get really upset about what's for everybody, what's, you know, labeled, but.
It was left out overnight, so I would.
That's what I was going to say. Did that get.
So maybe don't eat the
brisket? That wasn't a bunch of ribs and stuff that was brought in this morning.
There's like one lonely wing in there. I was like, I should probably eat the one wing. We'll circle back. There's like a tray of cornbread.
When we used to, I saw all of it. Yeah. When we used to work together at night, Keith, there was constantly food that was left out.
And Keith
would be like, that's been out for, or it's been in the fridge for however long, or that's been
days.
Out for however long. He's like, is it good? I'm like, I don't know. And he'd be like, I'll try it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a catfish in a tank. Like a little, like your little fish tank just goes around cleaning up everything, eating whatever you need.
Yeah.
It's accurate. Yeah. So, no, good day today. Friday, usually there is some food. Now, that food might be from Thursday.
That's fine.
Or Wednesday, but it's for me.
That's
good
fine.
Start to the day. I don't know who's been bringing in the dodos, but fantastic.
There have been a lot of donuts down there lately.
The donuts this week have been
That's got to be Chris or Courtney. They usually are bringing in food. So
I think it's the
be.
Witch from Hansel and Gretel trying to fatten me up a little bit. That's what I think, and it's working.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah. I'm happy it's a Patriots Friday, and we have a lot in store.
Me too.
Top five Friday.
Yep.
At 10:45, Patriots are playing the Carolina Panthers. Their mascot, famously, is Sir Purr.
Sir Purr.
And so in honor of Sir Purr, we're going to do the top five sports mascots.
Yeah, we've never done this. I'm excited to see. And
we've
this is college
around
and,
it.
We have. We've discussed
but
them.
We've never actually gotten into it yet.
This is college and pro. So you can really
Correct.
Explore the space. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, to choose from. So I'm curious how much overlap. Just like every other time, I haven't seen your list. You haven't seen mine.
No. But I will show you yours if you show me mine at 10:45.
Always.
We'll make that happen.
Only respectful.
So that's Top 5 Friday at 10:45. Sports mascots.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Friday 4-pack. at 11:30, which we'll get to. We have Keith's Keys, of course.
Yes.
At 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to Milt the Stilt Williams. Good week to do it. He was almost a Carolina Panther this offseason.
That's a good point.
So a good week to do that. That'll be in the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll also get you the week in review at 12:45. Again, I don't want to take away anything from Patriots Friday, Keith.
No, please don't.
But I was kind of hoping it was going to be a Red Sox Friday with a clinch.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, yesterday afternoon, the Astros play.
We're never going to use those glitter guns again. I have stacks and stacks and stacks of glitter guns from when they shut down Party City right next door. I went out. I bought them at a liquidation sale over at Party City.
Yep.
And we're never going to use the glitter guns. Well, we're never going to use the glitter guns again. We're going to use them.
I got a newsflash for you. Yeah. When the Spirit Halloween goes away, it's going to be an iParty again. So don't worry about it. It'll pop back up. But so yesterday, and we said this on the show before we got off the air, we'd almost rather the Red Sox just win it rather than be given it, meaning the Astros lose in the afternoon. So I had one eye on that, Astros, A's, Astros actually win a game. So you're like, all right, magic number's one, all on the Red Sox. Start the game. The Blue Jays are going with an opener, and so all bullpen guys, and they were all nasty.
They were all
throwing a no-hitter.
Filthy.
You're like, what is this?
Wasn't one of the guys the pitcher that we argued about at the beginning of the year? It was, Lauer guy? You were like, I like him. He stinks. Yeah. He's good last night.
He looked really nice. Yeah. And so they just kind of rolled through. Red Sox didn't get anything going. Bayo got out of a jam in whatever inning it was, the third. So he's five scoreless, goes out there for the sixth.
Yeah, but it was a tightrope in a few of those
innings. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't like a perfect five innings, but it was five scoreless innings. But the game was also scoreless. Then in the sixth inning, two guys already on. You get a full count. You're like, all right, maybe double play, maybe strikeout. Now let's hit the guy. Let's hit the guy in the shoe. So then he goes on. You're like, I don't like this. So then they go to the bullpen, right? And in comes Justin Wilson, 0-2 count. He's up 0-2.
Right where you want him.
Throws it right down Broadway. The thing hasn't landed yet. You're like, oh, no.
It's over. We are screwed.
Okay.
4-0 right in a blink of an eye.
I don't know if it's over and we're screwed and, like, the Red Sox should still get in. I don't love that it's my guy Kyle Harrison.
I don't like this.
And then Connelly early. No, I'm like, don't let this thing come down to Sunday. Just you're still in a good spot. I don't want to back down. But all of a sudden, I look at the pitching matchups, and I'm like, ugh.
He's like, hold on, folks.
It's Harrison early, and then maybe you got Scooble on the other side on Sunday. So I can see how I'd get away from you. You might need to back in with the Astros losing.
Well, the Astros also are playing the Angels, who are horrible. Now, the Astros have struggled. Good. But the Angels are trash.
They need a game. Just a game.
What's more likely, the Red Sox get swept or the Astros sweep? What's more likely to happen?
More likely is the
Astros sweep?
No.
No.
Red Sox get swept.
Oh, God.
That's more likely.
Oh, no.
But I don't think that, but I'm saying I don't think the Astros sweep.
Well, that's the other part of it, too, is a month ago when we were doing the same exercise, we were looking at all the remaining games, and we were like, oh, that last series against Detroit, whoa, they have to play for. Apparently they're lives because we thought they would have wrapped up the division and maybe, I guess, been playing for the number one overall seed. But we would have been like, they're fine. They're going to want to line up Scooble. You might not even have to face Scooble. But they're as desperate as anybody. Mm-hmm. It's them and the Astros and you, the Red Sox, that are the most desperate teams right now in the American League. So this did not line up the way. Now, there's a lot of room for error. It's three. Like, you literally need a sweep in both series for you to miss. But we're still only talking about three games now.
They're still going
to
get in. I agree. But I hadn't really fully looked at all the pitching matchups for the weekend when I was real confident yesterday, flying high on the wings of pastrami. Yeah. But I had not seen or really looked at all the pitching matchups. So, look, they're still in a good spot. But we were hoping to come in with some glitter guns today. They do have a Trevor Story problem. We're going to get to that coming up. And if you want to watch them potentially clinch tonight, good luck. You can catch it here, though, on WEEI. We'll get to all of that later on. Plus Top 5 Friday 4-pack, Week in Review, and the keys to Patriots and Panthers, plus Milton Williams in the 1 o'clock hour. As it relates to the Patriots this weekend, Keith, we played you Josh McDaniels off the top just as a way to get into a big week for Mike Vrabel in a number of ways. The Patriots need a win. Must win is probably too strong, but you want to be 2-2 going into Buffalo a week from here. You do not want to lose to the Carolina Panthers and then be staring down going 1-4 against Buffalo if you don't win that game. The Patriots are the largest favorite they've been. Is it up to 5.5 now?
Yes.
They're the largest favorite they've been since week 7 of 2022 when they were 8.5 point favorites versus the Chicago Bears. That game did not go well. That was when Mac Jones started, got benched. Bailey Zappe came in. They briefly took the lead.
Yeah.
And then Justin Fields ran all over them, and they lost 33-14.
Oh, yeah.
But they should win this game, according to Vegas. They're in a good spot compared to what they've done. Bryce Young is 1-14 in 15 career road starts. That's among the worst in NFL history. Steve DeBerg, Dan Pastroini,
sure,
and Blake Bortles. All were the same record, so it's among the worst in NFL history. Carolina's not very good.
Nope.
And your backs are against the wall. So it's a big week for Vrabel in terms of getting response on the field, cleaning up penalties and turnovers and things like that we just talked about all week. And he's also going to get tested, Keefe, on who Josh McDaniels is talking about, his confidence in Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah.
What does he do with Ramondre? What does he do with Pop Douglas, who was on the Greg Hill show this morning? And to a lesser degree, I'm going to be watching how they handle Gonzalez this weekend as well, assuming he's back.
Yeah, there is suddenly a lot of sort of storylines that go along with the game that you almost have to win. Like, there's that sort of on top of everything. You can't start the year 0-3 at home and 1-3 against the four teams that you played.
0-3 against very good. It's not like you're playing, exactly, the teams you played. Exactly. You're not playing Baltimore, Kansas City,
nope.
Philly.
Nope.
You're playing all games you should on paper win.
Yeah, so the team you beat hasn't won a game. The team that beat you the first week has only won that game, right? Like, they're 1-2 because they played you. The Dolphins haven't won a game. Pittsburgh is 2-1. My guess is they lose on tomorrow, but whatever, on Sunday. But the point is, these are some of those very winnable games. Those first ones you could maybe say coin flip. This shouldn't even be coin flip. This should be more advantage Patriots. You're at home. You are the better team. They don't have the better roster week in and week out, but this one they do. They have the better roster this week. They have the coaching advantage this week. There should be some sort of home field advantage, or at least you need to find a way to create a home field advantage. And then you're right. There's all these other things, these sort of coaching things. Does Ramondre Stevenson play? And if he does play, what's his role? And same with Pop Douglas. You know, those are two different ones too, right? Like, are you like holding on to the ball versus just situational awareness? Do they get like the same kind of reprimand? Is it different? I'm with you on Gonzalez. Is he fully ready to go? How does he balance that whole thing? So, yeah, it's a massive week. Also, with Buffalo looming in week 5, sort of add that to the whole part of it. Yeah, this game is huge. Like, this is a monster week 4 game.
Speaking of Gonzalez, he's reportedly back. Although, did you see who had the report?
Yeah, I tossed this in the trash. I mean, he
Why?
Could be right. Well, so Jordan Schultz, uh-huh. the guy who tried to fight Ian Rapoport in a Starbucks,
uh-huh.
just to let everybody know who we're talking about here.
Yeah. Well,
he reported.
Rap Sheet wasn't crediting him or whatever it was. I forget what it was.
It was obviously worth fighting about.
And it's his dad's company,
yeah.
Starbucks. So, yeah, stand down there, Rap Sheet.
That's true.
Which, honestly, given his height, he mostly
he
does.
He was probably standing down.
He was standing down, yeah.
Schultz must have, like, one of those cards where you get free Starbucks for life. That'd be pretty amazing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, he was the first to report when Christian Gonzalez got hurt during training camp that it's not that bad, you'll be back week 1. Here's the first one. Nobody else had, no local guy had it, no whatever, and obviously that wasn't even right, but he was the first one to even report on the severity of Gonzalez's injury.
That could be right, and Gonzalez is just baby. Like, that could be right.
True, but I'm just saying, like, he was the only one
to have it. He was not back week 1, but like maybe he should have been back week 1, but anyway,
maybe
yes.
Maybe he should have been, but he was not, and now everybody's already sort of pointing to, like, we know he's been practicing, we know he's getting close. Just listening to Mike Vrabel and Gonzalez themselves, we can kind of connect the dots. Sounds like he's going to play. And then Schultz comes out yesterday. He's like, oh, he's doing good. He should be out there on Sunday. I'm like,
Schultz.
Okay, bud.
Patriots star cornerback Christian Gonzalez has made quote-unquote good progress in his hamstring recovery and is likely to make his season debut on Sunday.
Likely is a key word.
I'm told.
You sure about that?
I'm told. Careful. We don't need him challenging us to fights.
No,
you know?
No, thanks.
The Starbucks on Soldiers Field Road. I don't need that.
No.
I'm told Gonzalez was quote-unquote close in week 3 and has responded well to the additional work this week, putting him in line to play. So look, Gonzalez obviously has the potential to make a difference. Vrabel would lose that excuse if he's playing this weekend. It's another huge test for Vrabel. We said this going into week 2. I'm like, Miami's a massive test already. Week 2, Vrabel is being tested. And to his credit, they came through in that spot. Barely, but they did. You got to clean up penalties. You got to clean up turnovers. You got to win this game. And I'm curious how he handles some of the personnel stuff. But I didn't think twice in the first month we'd be like, boy, if Vrabel doesn't come through here, Keefe, we're looking at real cracks within potentially the locker room and potential for it to snowball away from him this early. I didn't think we'd be doing this, you know, checking the temperature of Mike Vrabel a couple of times in the first month.
We're not officially at Gerard Mayo, Mike Vrabel, Spider-Man meme, but if he loses on Sunday, make it. Make the meme.
Meme it up.
Make the meme, them pointing at each other.
Let's make that in advance, just in case. If we could get on top of that.
Get in the meme
case.
Lab. Yeah, have it ready to go.
Let's do that.
Yeah, so as soon as the game's over, we could tweet that out. We could be the first with the Mayo Vrabel Spider-Man meme.
Maybe don't even wait till the end of the game. We might need it in game. We might need it.
Well, it's true, depending on how things go. But, I'm fascinated to see how this whole thing plays out. Now, he hasn't done the Ramondre Stevenson won't start. He hasn't said that and then started him. Right. Or like then you talk to the players like, hey, Antonio Gibson, did you know you were going to start? No. Like we found out pretty clearly that the communication was really poor within the team. That hasn't happened yet here. You can argue like on the field, they're not ready to go and they're not the most buttoned up team and they got all these penalties. That's true. But the other part of it was last year was, you know, coaches not knowing Marcus Jones played offense, the whole who's starting at running back, who's not. Like there was a lot of weird stuff there that they weren't communicating. That hasn't creeped in yet this season.
While we're talking about, Summer Gonzalez in there, we just got a good tweet about this. You see this?
No.
Pat tweeted at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21, at Jones, WEEI. In the 2023 draft, should the Patriots have drafted JSN, who looked awesome last night when they actually threw it to him?
Yes.
Should they have drafted him instead of Gonzalez?
Well,
that's a good second guess.
That's a great one. Yeah, no, that's a really good one.
He was the first receiver in that draft. Yep. At pick 20, Pats moved back and took Christian Gonzalez at pick 17. Four straight receivers went. It went JSN, who's been to a Pro Bowl and looks awesome this year.
Is this the Zay Flowers draft?
Quentin Johnston, who's having a good year.
I think he stinks, but he's actually been very good.
Zay Flowers, who's been to a Pro Bowl, and you should have known him from BC, and then Jordan Addison.
Who's also good. He's back off suspension this week, too. So those four guys are all different degrees of good. I'm not going to go full revisionist history because at the time, I was thrilled with Gonzalez.
I was listening. I was listening that night during your draft coverage.
Yeah, Shime and Hart and Fitzy.
You guys were riding a real roller coaster when they traded, and then you were right back in.
Because we wanted him at whatever it was, 11 or 13. And
14?
14. Then they traded down, and we're like, oh, no. But then they got him, so we were thrilled. So, yeah, it was the highs and lows of a Bill Belichick draft. But, I mean, I guess.
Let's watch it.
Let's watch it.
Yeah. People around here would not have been patient enough for JSN to actually turn into what he has.
It took him a year and a half.
No, that's true.
It took Metcalf's injury last year for JSN to be the focal point of that offense.
A lot of people wanted Zay Flowers, and I was right there with him. Like, if they didn't get Gonzalez, because I thought they really, really needed a corner. They always need a receiver, but I was just so afraid of their track record with receivers, too. Like, they would have taken Quentin Johnston out of that trio, out of that quartet.
Well, this is a great point.
Like,
It would have been Bill drafting and developing that receiver. Great point.
Yeah. But, like, right now, if you were to offer just a straight-up trade between the two...
Who would I rather have?
I would still take Gonzo right now.
I think I would, too.
JSN's flying up the board, though, for wide-out rankings.
Let's watch it.
Yeah.
Let's watch it. And let's see if Gonzalez is back, and he's a lockdown guy, and he's out there, you know, playing his ass off this year and not making Sauce Gardner business decisions. Great. Yep. I think I'd rather have Gonzalez. But that's a good one to watch. Good question by Pat. Mm-hmm. You guys can discuss. 617-779.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7937. That's your phone number to jump in line all day long here on a Patriots Friday. Let's get into the offense, some expectations for them this weekend against Carolina. And can the Patriots limit turnovers on Sunday? That's right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.